Today we're talking bikini body or body positivity from a health perspective, given we're all getting pretty naked at the moment, or at least nearly naked, with the heat out there. We are talking about body positivity with Jodie Woodford, who is a restorative movement specialist. Essentially, that means she helps people uncover the root cause of any pain and fix it so it doesn't come back again. Jodie joins me on the line. Let's talk body positivity. Jodie, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm good. So look, let's talk body positivity. It is hot. People are wearing less clothes at the moment. And so we might feel a little awkward. Perhaps how are you going to help us get over this today, Jodie?
Well, I think the good news is that we're no longer in the 90s when super skinny was all the rage. And nor are we in the early 2000s when a thigh gap was the thing to have. These days, there's much more acceptance of all shapes and sizes. And, you know, this body positivity, as far as I'm concerned, is so welcome. I think it's just really important, though, that we know our limitations and make sure that our body composition is within the healthy range.
So traditionally, I've heard of this sort of BMI, body mass index, to measure whether you're healthy. Is that what is still being used at the moment to give you an idea of what's healthy and what's not?
I'm so glad you asked, because the answer is no. Most people are really, really wrong. And a good few health professionals are sadly behind the times as well. Science Today will tell you that a person's body mass index, or BMI, is wholly inaccurate. It's a really crude attempt to measure obesity and therefore define mortality, but it doesn't consider muscle mass or bone density. So, this body mass index has been widely used for about 160 years, but it ignores overall body composition, as well as racial and gender differences, because basically it was developed by a white Belgian guy called Adolphe Cotelet back in the 19th century.
Is it just sort of divided by weight, or weight divided by height, or something? It's a very simple calculation that we've essentially been using, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's a person's weight in kilograms is divided by their height in meters squared. And the idea was that it was used to help governments to allocate resources back in the day. But this dude, Cotelet, the Belgian white dude, it's explicitly said that it should not be used to gauge the fatness of a person. And yet it's still used widely to categorize us.
So it doesn't sound like the BMI is the way to go. It doesn't sound like that is the best index to use. So what would you suggest, Jodie, as an alternative?
You want to track your blood pressure, and then you want to take your waist to height ratio, because these are the metrics that give you the most objectively accurate indicators of cardiovascular health, as well as your risk of developing other potentially life-shortening ailments, and so will predict your mortality. And this is according to the latest research. I'm not making this up. So to calculate your waist to height ratio, you simply measure your girth around the midsection at belly button height, and then you divide this measurement by your height, and you want your waist to be roughly half of your height.
Is that sort of a minimum, maximum, desired goal? That's roughly that is what you want it to be.
That is what you want it to be. That is your sweet spot. And then obviously, in terms of your blood pressure, you can go to your doctor or you can test it at any chemist, and that should be in the normal ranges as well. And if your blood pressure is higher than it should be and your waist is more than half your height, then that should be your cue to start bringing these what are known as biomarkers back within the healthy range. As simple as that.
Ultimately, if we can do what we want with our bodies, we can move around, we can feel energized, and while they help us to get places, shouldn't we just be thrilled that they're doing that at least?
Absolutely. I just think at this time of year, when everybody's, trying to strip down to their swimmers and either look really good or be happy with their curves, the important thing is to keep up the body positivity, obviously, but to do so without pushing our beyond the bounds of what our organism can cope with, basically.
I like the idea as well of just going back to blood pressure, using that too. It's great. Jodie, yeah. Thanks so much for telling us about, explaining a bit about the myth of BMI and why it's not such a great index to use overall. Jodie, restorative movement specialist. Whereabouts are you based, Jodie?
I work online, so I can be anywhere, and I've got physical premises in the canton of Vaud in the little city of Gland.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Jodie. We hope to chat to you very, very soon. It's been great to talk to you and getting ready for summer and all that body positivity that we need. Jodie, catch up soon.
Thanks, Kat. See you soon.